Yo, everybody. Hey, guys and girls. It's Monday, and you guys are awesome, and I'm doing awesome. I hope you guys have an awesome week. We got a great podcast today. Great, fun show with my friend Allison. My friend Allison Hayslip joined me to chat about some cool things and fun things and a couple facts and fun facts here and there. It was a jolly good time. You can listen to Allison's podcast, Half Hour Happy Hour, on the Nerdist Network over there. So go and do that. It's a really great, funny show. You can follow her on all the Instagrams, which she plugs at the end of the show also. It's a really, really fun show. And once again, I want to thank all the Patreon people. And I want to thank all of you people regardless. Without any of you listening, none of this would be worth it. Or would be there wouldn't be no reason for me to do this. So, yeah, other than that, also, Spider-Man, I watched last night, and it was awesome. If you like cool things, you'll definitely like Spider-Man Homecoming or Okja and all that stuff. There's a lot of good things out there right now. So watch those things and, watch some indie stuff and all that jazz and watch not stuff. I don't know. You do you, guys and girls. You do you. So this is a super fun episode, so we'll just get right on into it. Today we learned number 166 with Allison Hayslip.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
What's up, everybody? What's up, Allison?
Hi.
With one
is that
L.
The intro?
That's the intro.
Oh,
that's
okay,
it.
Great.
I mean, I'm going to do
a proper intro.
I'm going to do a thing later.
Got it.
And edit it in.
Got it. Yeah, I only have one L in my name.
Yeah, and I forget every time I try to spell it.
Oh, gosh.
And when I'm like on my phone, I think I have you as two L's.
Yep.
Then I'll remember to do one L or whatever.
And then you're like, oh, there she is.
Yeah, and when I try to tag you or find you on Instagram or whatever, it's like,
where is she?
L's. Why do you
type in my last name?
I could do that.
Hayslip. But then everyone forgets the I. So
yeah.
Mm.
And I'm looking on your Wikipedia here real quick.
Oh, boy. I'm sure that's accurate.
I'll give you a proper introduction, too.
All right.
Not that everybody doesn't know who you are because they read your name when they download this.
Yeah.
Your middle name is Fesk.
Yeah. You pronounced it correctly.
Yeah. That's how. What else would you pronounce it?
I don't know. Some people are like Fesku because there's a Q.
There's no U.
Right. And people are like, that makes no sense. I'm like, it's a name. It's not.
It's not.
Right.
I hate to tell you this. What is it? Is it short for something?
No, it's just a last name. It's a French last name. It was my grandfather's last name.
Got it.
Yeah.
So it was a real last name.
Yeah, it's my mother's last name.
Your mother's last name, but you don't have a hyphen.
No, my middle name is Fesk. My middle name is not a
your
first
name.
Your
dad didn't want you having a hyphen name. He's like, no.
No.
We'll just put
I don't know if that was the discussion. I think it was always just, yeah, your mom's last name will be your middle name.
Okay.
So I don't have like a Janet. My name isn't Allison Janet Fesk Hayslip.
It's the last name.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense, I guess. I'm trying to see what it means here. Do you know what it means?
Fesk, I don't.
Fesk name meaning. Okay, Ancestry.com.
Here we go.
Let's see if it says.
I have been told that a Fesk actually invented the umbrella, but the patent was stolen from him.
Ooh, let's look this
up. But apparently there are Fesk umbrella factories in France. I think I got that right.
Fesk. I Googled Fesk and umbrella and it doesn't. Oh, Francis Fesk.
Oh, see? There you go.
That's a commune capital. It's it's a city, but I don't know. It says something about Fesk umbrellas. Speaking of umbrellas.
Yeah.
I was watching, I was watching something. It was like a Blade Runner or... It was a movie in like Asia or something like that.
That's not Blade Runner.
And not Blade Runner, but it was a movie where there was a bunch of umbrellas.
Okay.
And my friend was like, oh, yeah. And somebody made the joke of like, yeah, everybody's going to have the same umbrella because they're all like clear umbrellas. And I'm like, I was in Japan.
Yeah.
And they sell those umbrellas.
The clear umbrellas?
The clear umbrellas
are
1 yen. They're like a dollar.
Right.
And they have them everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Everyone does have the same umbrella.
These same umbrellas.
Right.
And you just leave them and you take them and it was weird.
Well, it's like in New York when it starts raining, there's all those dudes who run out to the sidewalk and they
sell
you umbrellas for like $5.
Isn't that wild?
And they last about 3 blocks.
It's kind of peculiar how they don't have that here.
Because it never rains.
It never rains, but with the sunlight,
Yeah.
You could go to Silver Lake. You could go to downtown. You could go to the promenade.
Yeah,
and
but,
sell parasols.
But when you see people walking down the sidewalk with umbrellas to protect them from the sun, are you a little like, pussy?
Yes.
Like, just wear sunscreen.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I make fun of those people.
Yeah. But we
but
can still do
you
it.
Could
You're
make
still
some
suggesting.
Money. I'm
suggesting. Yeah.
I see money. I see dollar signs.
I got it.
You go to Beverly Hills, you sell these
dollar
paper
parasols,
y'all. And you're going to make a lot
okay.
of money.
Okay.
Allison.
Yeah.
Allison Fesque-Slep, you're French, I'm assuming, part French?
I am mainly Italian and German, but yes, I've got a chunk of French and some Scottish and Welsh,
Welsh,
I believe.
And you were born in Tewksbury Township, New Jersey.
Well, I wasn't born in Tewksbury. I was born in, where was I born?
Oh, you don't
I
know.
Was born in New Brunswick.
New Brunswick.
Yeah. But I grew up in Tewksbury, but I didn't live there until I was like 3.
You didn't live, so you lived in New Brunswick for 3 years.
I lived near New Brunswick. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when my mother was pregnant with my little brother, we moved to Tewksbury.
Who just got married?
My brother did just get married. I know,
and
my little brother. I was his best man.
That's amazing. That's fun.
I know, right? I feel like that's the best title I'm going to have. It
Ever?
Used to be that I won the Showcase Showdown on The Price is Right.
You won that.
I did. But now I think the best thing is that I was my brother's best man.
Podcast listeners love video.
I'm not positive. There used to be one online, but I feel like it got pulled down because like someone found it and posted it online, but then you can't post TV shows on YouTube without permission. So
what did you win?
I won a trip to a resort in Scottsdale, Arizona, and a hot air balloon ride there. Hells yes, I did. Yeah. I won a trip to Shanghai for a week, which was amazing. And I won a Chrysler Sebring convertible.
Do you still have that convertible?
No, I sold the convertible to use that money to pay for all the taxes you have to pay.
Right.
When you win game shows.
Did you do you have to pay taxes on the trips or just
yes,
the
no, you have to
pay taxes on
basically
everything.
I won $40,000 of unearned income is what it classifies as on your taxes.
So you had to pay 30% of that.
Right?
What's the game show? What's the tax on that?
I don't know. Well, it's interesting because at the time I was a hostess at the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay.
So I wasn't in a very high tax bracket.
Love Cheesecake Factory.
And I think that actually bumped me into a different tax bracket. So my dad's a CFO. So my dad does my taxes for me. God bless him. So he figured something out with my write-offs and everything that I ended up. I mean, I still pay taxes, but I think I only paid maybe like $5,000 on it or something. Yeah.
It's interesting how people don't really think about how fucked you could get by winning a game show.
You have the option to not take the prizes, but you either say no to everything or you say yes to everything. You can't be like, I'll take the car, but not the trips or something like
that. Meaning you win and you don't get any prizes
Correct.
Or you just get cash?
No, you don't get cash either. You don't get anything. You can say no, I don't accept this, but you cannot get cash. That is a myth.
I want this, I want this, I want this.
Correct. And you also can't say, I don't want the car, but I'll take the value of the car in cash.
So
you can't
do that.
You
got cool stuff like trips.
Yeah.
You didn't have to pay taxes on furniture you don't want.
Right. Well, what's interesting is that the game I won to get up on stage, I technically won a riding lawnmower, but you don't. So I played in July, but my episode didn't air until October of that year. It was in 2005.
Okay.
And so you don't get your prizes until the episode airs.
Okay.
So by the time the episode came out, that riding lawnmower that I won had, they stopped making it.
Shut up.
So they couldn't give me the riding lawnmower. So instead they had to give me gifts of equal or greater value.
Okay.
And instead they gave me a vacuum cleaner, a coffee maker, and a camera, which is far more useful.
Far more useful. Cameras
for a girl
a
living
less.
In an apartment.
Yeah.
In
was it like a what kind of camera? Was that a
It was a film camera. iPhones
so
weren't
so
around.
Pointless.
It was 2005.
Oh, 2005. I think it was 15.
No, 2005.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't a hostess at the Cheesecake Factory 2 years ago.
I don't know. I'm not doing the math.
Pay attention.
I'm listening. I hear cheesecake and I immediately think of the brown bread.
I know,
brown bread
right? Some people call it chocolate bread and I'm like, it's not.
What kind of bread
is it? It's not chocolate.
I think it's
rye. I think it's just rye great. Bread. Yeah.
So 2005, you were in LA.
Yeah.
In 2005. When did you move to LA?
03. Summer of 03.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'd have been, how old were you when you moved here?
No, I'm not going to tell you that. Then you can figure out my age.
I can figure out your age here anyway.
Well, why would you do that?
I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
Let me. 2003, you moved here.
Yes.
Where'd you move? You moved here from Boston. Because
well,
according to your Wikipedia,
yeah,
you went to a school in Boston.
Yeah, I went to Boston College.
Yes.
And then I technically went home to New Jersey for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then I moved to LA.
Okay.
So yes.
What you, it says here you graduated with honors.
I'm
is
sure.
That a fact? Is that a real
I think
thing?
So.
What's because I love Wikipedia because then when I talk to people,
yeah,
a lot of times they're like, no,
I'm pretty sure I graduated. I graduated summa cum laude.
Okay,
yeah,
that's a smart.
Yeah,
you're smart.
I was valedictorian
right?
of my
sure.
high school.
That's honors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you go to school for?
Theater.
Theater.
Yeah.
And you moved out here to do theater.
To act.
Yeah.
To act my little butt off.
And you moved out here in 2003.
Yep.
2005, you won.
The Price is Right.
The Price is Right. Now, I've been here 8 years, and I went to The Price is Right once.
Okay.
It's an ordeal.
It is. Yeah, you have to go through that whole interview
How'd
process.
How'd you get convinced to go? Because it's an ordeal.
I went with a group of friends who they go every year. They like make it a thing. And they had the system down. Like they made matching t-shirts for all of us because it's this sort of unwritten rule that if you go with a group and you're all wearing the same t-shirt, someone from your group will get picked because it makes it easier for the camera to whip pan to that part of the audience when they call your name.
Okay.
So they made all the t-shirts. They also, this is something you can do. You can, if you watch all the episodes for the 3 months leading up to your episode, there's a good chance that a lot of those prizes will be reused. So if you write down, like, while we were waiting in line for the interview, we studied these sheets that had the value of certain prizes on it. And you're not allowed to bring them into the studio.
Okay, no
but
cheating.
while you're outside sitting there, you can just, you know, you're outside. Yeah. For 2 hours or so, we just sat there and like read through all these sheets. So they were like fully prepared, but we totally thought that this one guy who just got engaged was going to be the one who got picked from our group.
Okay.
And then when I got picked, I was like, "What?" You know, I was very excited, and I won.
And you won. You went all the way.
I went all the way.
What was the showcase showdown? If you remember, was it? It's the both, right? So when you win both of them.
No, you only win both if you guess within $1,000 of yours.
Okay.
I did not.
Okay.
I was actually terrible at everything.
What did the person go over?
Yeah, the other person went over by like 2K. I was under by like almost 20.
You still win, right?
I still
as long
won.
As the other person goes over.
Yeah. So my showcase was the two trips in the car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I think I told you the other day to think of a fun fact about yourself or something you learned recently. What do you have to share? What's a fun fact about yourself? Or
well, I normally say that I won the showcase showdown on The Prince
okay.
Right, but my other fun fact
well,
can
I
be.
Well, I got that audio already, so
yeah,
something.
I know. I don't know how to tie my shoes correctly.
You don't.
I guess I technically
you have. You
they're
those
not,
are
tied.
Not tied at all. Your purple K Swiss are not tied.
Nope. I mean, I technically know how to tie them. I just can't do it naturally. Does that make sense? Like I have to think about tying my shoes.
Swoop and pull, or what do you do? Like the two. Two
well,
rabbits?
My normal is the two bunny ears and not them, but that's not the proper way to tie your shoes. The proper way is to have the bunny go around the tree and then through the hole. And I have to say that to myself while I tie my shoes.
I'll be honest. In your defense, high tops are a pain in the dick to tie.
Yeah.
They're a pain in the ass because then you have to take them off.
Right. Also, they just look better when they're not tied. That's mainly
they
why
look,
these aren't tied.
Like to tie them up. Like, I used to have some high tops, and I would always keep them loose because, A, they're easier to slip on.
Yeah.
But also, they're hard to, like, to untie them, you have to, like, loosen, like, five
rows.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a pain. It's a pain in the ass.
Yep.
So you don't know how to tie your shoes.
No.
What else don't you know how to do that a normal person knows how to do?
Oh, I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know how to, like.
Do a lot of things. I don't know how to do most things as well.
Something else I don't know how to do. I mean, I'm kind of a shitty cook.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I can handle certain things, but I'm just not dexterous in the kitchen.
Okay.
Dexterous in the kitchen. Whatever.
Dexterity.
I don't have dexterity in the kitchen.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't know how to use words properly.
Yeah.
Also. It's like, I can kind of follow a recipe if it's simple, but as soon as it gets complicated, I'm like,
You don't know what a smidge is.
A smidge?
Isn't that a thing? I don't read it.
That's an estimated amount, I think.
Smidge.
Yeah.
2003 moved out here.
Yeah.
Have you what? And now you are you still into acting?
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest, like, I know you, we're friends, we know each other. I don't know.
You don't know what
about,
I do?
I don't know a lot about what people do, because I was talking to somebody the other day, too, and that I'm like, that's, like, the one thing I love about L.A., I mean, the cool people that you meet in L.A.
Yeah.
You can be cool with everybody, and you're friends with everybody, but nobody, everybody's cool with everybody.
Right.
If you're cool, and you don't, nobody really... It's not like, oh, so what do you do? Whatever.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, know? Especially in our group of friends.
In our group of friends.
In our
cool.
group of friends, it's like, if you're in our group of friends, we don't care.
Vetted, we
yeah,
don't care.
Yeah.
I've been to I go to a lot of parties in LA
yeah.
where it's like two words out of the person's mouth. So what do you do?
Right.
And my, like, somebody asked me that the other day, and I'm like, I went and seen Baby Driver last weekend.
Yeah. Oh my
like,
God.
I'll
I
get,
saw it
I'll
was
get
so,
so
good.
So specific.
Yeah.
Because it's like, who gives a shit?
What, I know. What? Well, and to be fair, I did not know you were a stand-up comedian until you invited me to one of your shows.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I guess Razzle does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's great about it. Because in the end, cool people are cool people, at least in our group of friends, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
So that is interesting where, you know, a lot of other people are like, oh, so what do you do?
Right.
But I'm looking at your Wikipedia and
you're
still doing acting.
Yep.
You do a bunch of host stuff.
Yes, I
still,
do.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you still doing host stuff?
I do. When I like the job, yes.
Yeah.
You know, when you first come out here, you're a little like, I just want to work. I'll take what I, you know, and
so
I, by the grace of God, tripped into this job on Attack of the Show at G4, which is how I met our friend Chris Hardwick.
Okay.
And who? That was, who's that? Chris Hardwick?
I'm sorry. What show does he host?
He works on 18 different shows.
Okay.
So every time
see, I only have 7 channels
I know,
on my TV.
Every time something gets announced that Chris is hosting, I always text him. I'm like, Chris, can you leave a job for the rest
so
of us?
Funny.
Just one job.
I love it. It's the funniest thing. Anytime I hear, I like to play the game of, is Chris hosting it?
Yes.
Like when I pull up the trades, when I pull up my Feedly, and it's like so-and-so greenlighted a talk show. Or
because it's either
show.
Chris or Mario Lopez.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
And I'm like, oh, click on it. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So G4 was amazing, and then I obviously got a lot of really great hosting opportunities through G4. And I never knew that I could be a host or was a good host. I just really liked nerdy shit, and G4 was like, you should be on our network.
What's your favorite nerdy shit?
Oh, man. Well, I went to space camp for 4 years.
Get out.
4 years.
And you led with your shoe tying capability?
I thought about it. I was debating between the two.
I don't know how to tie my shoes.
But
I also went to space camp.
For 4 years.
For
4 years.
Not
just like one time.
Like for a return visitor.
Yes, exactly.
When did this happen? During the summertime?
During the summer in high school. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
In high school.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
No. I was old enough to know what I was doing.
Yeah. No, I'm not judging. I think it's awesome. I think
it
got amazing.
It got to the point where the fourth time I went, it's the same counselors. And like literally my friend Cheryl and I showed up for our fourth time. And they were like, what are you girls doing back here? We have nothing more to teach you. And we were like, we just love it so much.
So what do you do at space camp? Because I went to summer camp once. And
that's
I was in like.
And it was a generic summer camp?
Yeah. It was like a generic 3-week or something summer camp.
Wow.
Maybe 4-week. I don't remember it too much. It was it was in Michigan. It was
Did you actually
or
camp?
No, we didn't camp in tents. We were in like wooden shacks
like,
or whatever.
Cabins? They're
cabins,
called
wooden
cabins.
There were like counselors. Shack. There was like a lake with an inflatable thing.
Yeah. That's cool.
I was like maybe in sixth grade.
Okay.
Fifth grade. Maybe. I don't remember a whole lot about it.
Right.
Because it was very, you know.
Right.
I was young and it was a generic. There's like a rock climbing wall. I remember that. I remember a kid was allergic to poison sumac.
Oh, dear. Aren't we all, though?
Probably, if it's poisonous.
Yeah.
Then if the adjective is poison, I imagine we're all, it's all a bad thing. So that was like, I mean, but then I hear about some summer camps and it's like, oh, that sounds like way cooler than what I can remember.
Space camp.
What do you do at space camp?
A space camp, you before you even go, you have to pick a track. So you either are on the, I forget the exact names of the tracks, but it's like you could either be like in the flight track, which means you would learn how to be a commander or a pilot of a space shuttle. There was a mission specialist track, which mission specialists are the ones, as the name says, they're specific to that mission. So like a satellite engineer might be the mission specialist if they have to go up and fix a satellite or I'm like, I don't even know what other. There's definitely others. And then there's a payload specialist track, which they're like the scientists.
You pick that before you go.
You pick that before you go. And then you're there for 10 days and you learn specifically about your track. And then at the end, you do a 12-hour mission. They have all of the simulations. Like, they have a simulated mission control. They have parts of a space shuttle that you work in. And they have parts of the International Space Station. Okay. You basically do a mission of launching the shuttle, having it dock with the space station, doing experiments, having it undock and landing, and you rotate through jobs throughout those 12 hours, and it's awesome.
So it's like a, what is it, Kobayashi Maru? Isn't that what they call it in Star Trek? It
was
like,
oh, yes, yeah.
So you went, it's 10 days at a time.
Yeah.
And you went for 40 days, essentially.
No.
Over 4 years,
yes. Yeah. I went 10 days every summer.
Every summer. So there was only 4 things you could choose from?
No, there were 3 things you can choose from. Things. So we repeated our 4. You That's why they were like, well, I mean, things were different, but yeah.
Where was this located?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Okay. Huntsville, I know where Huntsville is. My grandmother's from Alabama.
Really?
Yeah, Huntsville. I feel like that's the north part of Alabama, right?
Maybe. A couple years ago, I shot a movie in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yeah, what movie?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide. That's the name of the movie?
No. That's when Tuscaloosa where is where, yeah. It's and I had the movie.
Crimson Tide, right? Isn't that the
name of it?
Yes,
exactly. The name of the movie was called Freshwater. But one of the other actors and I had a full day off when no one else did. And so we took one of the rental cars and we drove out to Huntsville and visited Space Camp. And
Shut
it was
up.
Awesome.
Is it the same there? It's still there?
It kind of is. I mean, they have some cooler stuff, but it's basically the same. We drove up and I was like, oh yeah, that's the dorms and that's...
What's the name of the Space Camp?
It's called Space Camp.
Shut up.
But yeah, it's Space Camp.
That's Huntsville, the name of it?
Yeah.
Space Camp.
Put in Space Camp, Huntsville. Not because it's not Space Camp movie.
That's the name of it. Space Camp. Get up.
Yeah.
There's not even United States Space Camp.
Yeah, that's it. You see that dorm there? Well, you see the crazy pod thing? That's where those are the dorms.
If you go on Wikipedia and look up Space Camp, those are the dorms?
Yeah.
That little pod?
Yeah.
How, I feel like it's literally just called Space Camp. Mm-hmm. It's not like the such and such Space Camp.
No, it's Space Camp, man.
Space Camp.
And Rocket Center.
Space Camp was founded in 1982 as an educational camp program for children using the United States Space Program as a basis to promote math and science to children.
Yeah.
Are you good at math?
I am. My mother's a math teacher. She has her doctorate in statistics.
Really?
Yeah. My whole family's really fucking smart.
Yeah. Your dad's a
CFO.
CFO, and your mom's a scientist.
Yeah. My brother went to Princeton.
Jeez Louise.
And I'm the one who went off into the entertainment industry.
Yeah, same here. I mean, my family's not, I wouldn't say my family's, you know, smart. But
you're the one who fucked off to LA.
I'm gonna leave Michigan and go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. You know, pretend, play make believe.
Right.
Space Camp is. There's also one in Florida, California, but that's the main one.
Yeah, Huntsville is the biggest one. Yeah.
United States Space Camp.
What?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
How do we get talking about that?
Fun facts.
Fun facts. Space
Camp.
Something
about that.
You went to. Yeah, so you were hosting things.
I was hosting things. Oh, because you said what was the nerdiest thing about me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Space Camp. Are you a video gamer?
I am a video gamer.
What are you playing right now?
At the moment, I'm not really playing anything right now, to be honest with you. You know what I just finished, which I loved?
Yeah.
You don't know. What Remains of Edith Finch?
That's a game?
It's an indie game. I've been way more.
Long title.
It is. But it's a short game. It takes like 4 hours.
What do you play that on?
I played that on my PS4.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I could get into those types of games.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge gamer. I played 3 games in the last 10 years.
Oh, what were they?
Portal 2.
I love Portal 2.
Batman Arkham Asylum. And Batman Arkham City.
Oh, okay.
And I played those straight through.
Right, right.
Because I have an addictive personality where it's like, I'm just going to continue playing this.
Yeah, no,
I
understand
that.
I
don't have systems because
you won't have a life.
I would not have a life.
I've kind of geared away from the big title games because of that reason, because I'm such a completionist.
Yeah.
And it's like I don't have 120 hours to put into this game.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, there's like when Uncharted 4 came out, I bought that immediately and then sat on my couch and didn't leave for a week and a half, you know. But that's because that's one of the games I'm really passionate about.
Okay.
But lately I've been doing a lot of the indie games because I just think they're so clever now.
Sell me on what happened to Meredith Finch.
What remains of Edith Finch?
What remains of Edith Finch?
It's storytelling at its greatest. It's basically a young woman returning to her childhood home and realizing that her family had some weirdness to it because everyone in her family has died. And as she's exploring the home, she figures out the stories of how everyone died.
So it's a remake of Maniac Mansion. Do you remember that game?
Oh, yeah, kind of. I mean, yes.
That was a fun game.
The way I described it, yes.
It sounds like it's...
Right.
Did you watch Glow?
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 I'm halfway through it right now.
Oh, there's a spot in Glow where it's similar to what I was. I just did.
Oh.
I don't want to talk about it. How far? You're only halfway through?
Yeah, I'm on episode... I just finished episode 6.
Oh, okay. Then
so it hasn't happened yet? Oh, my God. Okay, I'm actually thinking about watching the rest of it tonight. So when the thing happens...
It has to do with a movie Marc Maron made in the...
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. I haven't. Okay.
The developers, Giant Sparrow, they released The Unfinished Swan. Did you play that game?
I haven't. Maybe I'll have to look that up.
The game is published by Annapurna Interactive. Okay, Annapurna also is a film production company.
Yeah.
And they I guess are doing video games now. Second game developed by the team Giant Sparrow. Edith, the gameplay. As Edith, players travel back to the Finch family home in Washington to explore her ancestral history after recent family events drive her to learn more about herself and the Finches. Yeah, Maniac Mansion was an old game for like the NES. And like Commodore 64, I believe.
Yeah.
That was really fun.
There was like one part in Maniac Mansion that was, I feel like I remember being impossible. Like there was some leap in logic you had to make. Like
connect the yeah.
Yeah. And like everyone had to look it up somehow.
It was like
or you had to call
room.
The hotline. Do you remember calling the hotlines to get the code?
The codes or whatever?
Yeah. Or to get help.
That's like an escape room game.
Yeah.
Maniac Mansion.
Yeah.
Those are the games I like. I like puzzle games.
Me too. That same.
Like
that's
the
why
Adventures
I love Portal.
Of Lolo. Did you ever play The Adventures of Lolo?
No, I haven't.
It was an NES game too.
Okay.
It's like it's an escape room game.
Right.
You're the little guy, and you could kill yourself because there was only like one or two ways to really complete the level.
Right.
And you could fuck yourself over.
Oh,
you
boy.
You know, if you push a block up too much. And
it's stuck there?
It's stuck there. You'd have to kill yourself and start the level over.
Right.
But there's like bad guys and it's all like blocks and maneuvering and everything like that. And you'd get out and you'd complete it. Super fun. And that's why I like Portal and things like that because it's even like the Batman games where it's like, you know, they're
Batman
puzzles.
Batman had a lot of puzzles.
A lot of puzzles, but it's also narrative.
Uncharted does too. Yeah, Uncharted is the same thing. It's a definite storyline, and there's a bit of like you have to shoot them up and that kind of stuff, but it's mainly solving puzzles.
Yeah, that's what I need to be able to figure out what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just shoot 'em up games aren't exactly fun to me.
Right.
So you hosted G4 stuff.
I did, and so that obviously brought about a ton of opportunities, which was amazing. But then lately, it's, you know, what my passion is acting, and that's mainly what I've been focusing on lately. So the hosting stuff, I really only take hosting jobs now if it's something that makes me go, ooh, like something that excites
me
and something that feels like it's a good direction for my career to go in. Because I can't tell you how many times I get offered to host a dating show, and I'm like, I just give zero fucks.
Yeah.
I just can't care.
Hardwick did host.
I know. Maybe, but that was his first.
Do you want to be? Yeah, I guess it was as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then he did another boat one. He did
Shipwrecked.
Shipmates. And he's doing pretty good right now.
I know he is. Maybe I have to do one dating show.
Maybe do one more dating show.
Yeah.
Maybe do a dating show, and in 10 years you'll.
I'll have
like
the 18 shows.
Things.
Man.
So you just have no desire to host a dating show.
No, I just.
What
can't.
Are some of the dating shows you've got offered to host? Because I feel like they're all the same, but they all have some weird gimmick or niche.
There's none that have actually made it to television.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Most of them.
But like, they've definitely talked to me about potentially hosting like after shows for The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. I'm like, I've never watched an episode of that show.
No, people.
Yeah.
Millions of people.
I know. But that's what I mean. Like, if my intention out here was to just make a bunch of money and not care about what I'm doing, then I would take that. But that's not my intention.
Yeah.
Like, I'd hate myself.
Yeah. You don't think you could parlay that into, I mean, I don't know. I'm not, what do I know, Jimmy? But I feel like a show of The Bachelor size. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like an after show for The Bachelor, millions of people watch that show.
I know, but I don't care about The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get up there and fake it.
Fake it. That's true. Yeah. You're going to have to watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you working on now? Are you working on anything cool now? Do you have anything you're excited about?
That I can talk about? Yeah. No. I mean, well, what I love is my ongoing thing is my own podcast.
Yes. Tell me about this. It's about drinking and drinking.
Well, it's not about drinking. No. It's called the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. And it's myself and Alex Albrecht, who's my co-host. And we have our sidekick, Tom, who's awesome. And it's about 30 minutes. It's about a half hour. And we have a drink while we talk. Hence the Half Hour Happy Hour. And we basically cover stories that, you know, when you're reading an article and then on the right hand side, there's always like random links to stuff.
Yes.
And it's just weird titles and you're like, what the hell? And you never click on them. We click on them. We find them for you. Okay. So it's like we cover things that's like Russian couple lives with bear for 23 years.
Is that one you talked about?
Yeah, totally is.
Tell me about this.
There's a couple in Russia that
are just living with a bear.
Well, because they found this bear cub and they took care of it, and the bear has like literally just lived with them for 23 years. But it's photos of the bear like snuggled up on the couch with them, a full grown huge ass bear.
That bear is gonna eat one of them.
Exactly, that bear is gonna eat one of them.
That bear is gonna eat one of them.
Yeah.
So
that's the kind of stuff we talk about. We're also like Elon Musk fanboys, so we talk a lot about Teslas and things like that.
Oh, Teslas and going to Mars.
Yeah, going to Mars. That's
that boring thing.
We want to build a moon base.
There's one on the dark side of the moon.
There's a moon base on the dark side of the moon?
And I only know this because Kaylin, Lydia, and Michelle and I, we went to the JPL to see Bobek for another tour.
Oh, so my aunt works there.
And I've already been there.
Yeah,
but they haven't. So I went with them, and we're getting a tour. You know, Bobek's giving us a tour.
Yeah,
and this other guy who's been there since it like opened,
right,
is giving us a tour, and everybody's, you know, having fun, jokey, and all this, and having a good time. And then I brought up the dark side of the moon base.
Yeah,
and he all of a sudden is like, "Oh, we got a joke over here."
Changes
all of a sudden is like, nagging me down, and like all of a sudden, like, "Oh, I see he's your loose cannon or whatever."
Yeah.
He totally deflected all my questions.
Ooh.
So there's
dark side of the moon base.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's government stuff going on.
Well, my podcast wants to build our own moon base. That's basically like a truck stop for anyone going to Mars. And so we want to put a Circle K on the moon.
Circle K. Strange things afoot.
At the Circle K.
Here's a fun fact.
Speaking of,
you were talking about, we had a thing about smartphones.
Yeah.
Because of your camera and all that.
Actual camera with film in it.
Let me see which tab I'm pulling up here, because I got 1,000 tabs here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, way too many tabs. I got
What's
a lot of
happening?
Tabs. Oh, here we go.
You have all the tabs.
I got all the tabs.
Yep.
Apparently, IBM in 1994 had a smartphone.
1994?
In 1994, IBM released a smartphone with a touchscreen display input that could send emails and run third-party apps.
Who had email in 1994?
IBM.
Apparently.
IBM had the... I guess you had like Prodigy, maybe.
IBM Simon.
IBM Simon personal computer, simply known as IBM Simon, was a handheld touchscreen mobile phone and PDA designed and engineered by International Business Machines Corporation, IBM.
Who had this phone?
You know, it's between 1994 and 1995, selling 50,000 units.
Well, there you go. How expensive was it?
Let's see here. I'm curious now.
It's going to say it's like...
The memory was 1 megabyte.
What? 1 megabyte. Not even a gig.
Although, here's the thing. Smartphone, the term smartphone wasn't coined until 1995.
Oh. It was ahead of its time.
Ahead of its time. Let's see here. IBM Simon cost. Let's Google this here because I want to know.
Yeah. It's going to be like... The same price as an iPhone now, but back then,
it's
so expensive.
I remember, holy shit.
What?
Retrieved December 16th, 2012, long before the smartphone revolution, IBM and Bell Subteam, $899.
Yeah, see? $900 back in 1994? That's more like, what? Probably $1,500?
Let's see here.
Inflation?
Inflation, $899.94 inflation. Let's do inflation calculator.
This is a thing? Inflation. Wow, look at you. Look at you. You can do this all with one hand.
West Egg. Here we go. Let's try this one.
The year 1994. Right?
The year is 1994.
The Inter final year 2016. Sure, we'll do 2016.
Yeah. Look at that, $1,500. What did I tell you?
Look at that.
Ha!
What cost $900 in 1994 would cost $1,500. Would cost $14.76 in 2016.
That rounds up pretty close to $1,500.
Your dad is a CFO,
right? Yeah. See.
What was I saying? Oh, I remember. It's all comparative though, because like, I remember paying $300 for my Nintendo Entertainment System.
Wow.
I remember saving up money to pay like $45 for Super Mario 3.
Right.
And that's kind of how much video games are now,
yeah,
right? $45 ish.
Well, no, 60.
60. So
yeah,
not too
60
far
to
off.
80.
I mean, it's $15 more isn't a, you know,
right,
expensive comparatively. Like, it's still a video game, and you know, the 80s was
right,
45, 50 bucks.
Right. Yeah. Because tech wasn't as prevalent then.
Yeah. Now it's, I mean, exponential, but
right,
it's still interesting.
I know.
Now you can buy video games for $1, and you can fit a Nintendo game on your phone.
Right.
You can fit a lot of Nintendo games.
You can fit all the Nintendo games on your phone.
I love all this Super Nintendo stuff and this Nintendo, what are those things that are like those little
the
small,
NES classics.
Those things.
Yeah.
And they're like 80 games, and it's like, you can fit all of the games on your phone.
Yeah.
And people are paying $80 for this classic.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just buy the normal one on eBay.
Right.
Like, that's what I don't understand, is it's like everybody's freaking out.
Well,
about,
because
I guess it's already self-contained.
The normal one, yeah, and the normal ones are all breaking down. Like,
yeah,
they don't, you know, it's hard to maintain those things when there's no infrastructure for that anymore.
I mean, I guess that's smart. They do, I mean, but if people are paying $80 for 80 games or 50, 60 games.
Yeah.
Although the new one has Star Fox 2 finally.
The NES?
Yeah. They should just release them with all of the games and sell them for like
They might not actually have the rights to all the games anymore. Because Nintendo only owns some of them.
Well, wouldn't Nintendo be smart enough to like put that in their claws? Like, if they're going to license. Like, wouldn't PlayStation. Well, I guess people make games for PlayStation and Xbox, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But there's also games exclusively
PlayStation. PlayStation and exclusively Xbox.
Do you have both systems?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite?
I use my Xbox more because I like the interface on the Xbox more. But that means I use it to watch Netflix and Hulu and stuff like that. In terms of gaming, I'm kind of split down the middle.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite game right now besides that? And that game, the Meredith Edge...
That's just the most recent one I completed.
Yeah.
And
that's on the PlayStation.
I think it's on Steam as well.
Steam is for a person who's not into it like me. Steam is a program.
Yes. On your computer.
For your computer.
Yeah, PC. And I mean, there is Steam for Mac as well. Yeah.
But it's a program that pretty much turns your computer into a gaming system.
That's a way to put it, I guess. It's almost like you've downloaded an app, but for a computer, and it gives you access. You can buy games to run. So it's like, instead of going out and buying a disc for your PC,
okay,
it's like you can download all the games through Steam.
But you can also download games on your PlayStation. Like, you go to E3 and these.
Yes, but you're downloading those through the PlayStation Store. So basically, Steam is creating something like the PlayStation Store on your computer.
So you don't need the actual disc game.
Correct. Yeah.
You can just download games now.
Yes.
Huh. Are those games? So those games aren't that. That it seems like a big file size. How long does it take to download?
It takes a while. Yeah, and this is why people like rig their own PCs. It's just to have enough, you know, memory and RAM and all that to run them well.
What was your favorite game? Do you have a favorite game ever? Favorite video game ever?
Ever.
What was your first system?
An Atari. Yeah.
Okay.
I started young.
Yeah. What was your favorite game on Atari?
Well, I called it Tanks.
Okay.
But what it was actually called was Combat.
Okay.
And you were the two tanks, or you were also like planes could shoot each other. Yeah.
Did you ever play Load Runner? Load Runner, I think, was Commodore 64.
Yeah.
Did you have a Commodore 64?
No, I just had the Atari.
Atari, then from Atari, where did you go?
Then we got the regular Nintendo, and I beat DuckTales. That's the first game I ever completed.
You beat DuckTales?
Yep.
That's a tough game.
I took a picture of our kill screen and sent it to Nintendo Power, and they sent me back like a congratulations letter. Yeah.
DuckTales is an amazing, fun game.
I know, I love it.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's a tough game.
It's tough
it's a fun game.
But like, it's tough because
it's
for Nintendo games, you never got enough lives.
No.
Like, when you died, you were dead, and you had to start over, and it sucks. And then we got Super Nintendo, and probably my favorite game on that was Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mario and then we got 64.
64?
Yeah.
Did you play a lot of 64?
64 was kind of where I was, like, faded off a little, because I think that was near where when I left for college.
Okay.
Around then? Yeah.
The math works out, because 64 was the last.
Yeah, but in college, I knew these guys who had a 64 in their dorm room, and we would get together and play GoldenEye all the time.
GoldenEye was the game that everybody played.
Yeah, definitely.
There was like four games. There was Mario Kart 64.
Yep.
GoldenEye. What is another two? There was like two other games that everybody raves about.
Yeah.
I can't remember them, but 64 was the last system I bought for myself.
Right.
I've bought all the others since. And I've like, I didn't buy a PlayStation 4 or a 3, but all the other ones, like, I would wait in line and buy them and resell them for like twice as much.
Right.
My friends were waiting in line.
I never had an original Xbox or an original PlayStation. I did then just skip over. I got a PS2.
Okay.
Which I mainly used to play Dance Dance Revolution.
That and Guitar Hero, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then I got a 360 and a PS3, and then I got a...
Are you going to get that 1X1?
No, that drives me insane. Also, I don't have a 4K TV, so...
So, isn't it... It's the same thing, right? It's just an Xbox One for 4K.
Yeah, basically, and VR.
And that kind of stuff. What the HoloLens? Is that what it's called?
Is that what they still call it?
I don't know. What do they call it?
I forgot.
Augmented reality, right?
Yeah.
Is that it? Do they still do that anymore? Is that a thing? Because, like, the PlayStation has their VR games, right? Do they still
Well,
do
AR and VR are different.
Okay.
But
PlayStation.
Yeah, so both of them still have their VR.
Okay, because I don't. I hear more about the PlayStation VR games.
Yeah, because theirs came out first, I think.
Then I hear about this augmented, like,
right?
Microsoft stuff.
Yeah, HoloLens. Yeah, I think that's right.
I don't even know if it's still a thing.
I don't know. I don't really need that stuff yet. I don't need that kind of stuff. I don't need until it becomes commonplace.
Yeah.
Because until it becomes commonplace, to me, it feels like a party trick. Like, it's cool for like 10 minutes, and then you're like, well, okay, no, I don't want these heavy glasses on my face.
Yeah, you wouldn't play that Edith Salinger game. That, what's her name? Whatever. What Remains of Edith Finch. You wouldn't play that if it was VR for 3 hours in a row?
A game like that, I would, because that is a very immersive universe that they've created. Like, that to me seems really cool. But VR games right now are mainly like standing in one place and killing a lot of zombies.
Yeah, that's not fun.
I mean, it's fun for a certain period of time. Yeah. I got to play the John Wick 2 VR, which was actually kind of really fucking cool. Yeah.
Shooting bad guys?
Yeah.
Shooting bad guys?
Yeah.
Are you still standing in place?
You are standing in place, but you have a lot more move. You like turn and twist and like hide behind things, you know?
That's fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the augmented VR where they have wireless goggles.
Yeah.
And you can... go into rooms.
But then you have to just be in a padded room or something like that.
I know, but if you're like playing laser tag.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Like, laser tag's fun as it is.
Right.
If I can play laser tag in a forest or in a castle.
Right.
Or on a spaceship.
Yes.
And my friends look like aliens. Like, if I can be. If
that would be cool.
If you and I can be in a room.
Yeah.
In a padded room with VR goggles on and we're shooting each other, but we look like
aliens.
Creatures or whatever. That's awesome.
So, Alex Albrecht, my podcast co-host, he has, I forget which VR he has. But the first time he put it on me, he was like, I'm going to have you do whale watching. And I'm like, all right, cool. And he starts up the thing. And, you know, in my head, I'm like, whale watching means I'm going to see myself on a boat and I'm going to be watching whales. This thing starts up. I'm fucking underwater on a sunken ship watching whales swim around me. And I instinctively held my breath.
Really?
Because I was like, I'm underwater. I can't breathe.
See, that's
and I was
cool.
Like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And when they, I mean, I'm excited for the future. Like, I don't need it now. I mean, I don't need any video games now. But I'm definitely excited for where technology goes.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Like, I want, like, plug me in. I want to be able to put on glasses and walk around and, like, I want the games where, like, if I want to play a shoot 'em up game outside, like, dragons are breaking through, like, the I-10 while I'm driving. You know what I mean? Like, I want to play those types of games.
That's safe.
I want that type of a world
right.
where
you know, we have Terminator goggles.
Right.
I want to be able to put my glasses on.
And see everyone's height and weight immediately.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Yeah. I want the world catered to me.
Do you watch
me.
Doctor Who?
I used to. I stopped with Peter Capaldi because he got, I got, he, like,
oh,
but
I
didn't
love
he get,
Peter Capaldi.
Ugh, no,
he's what?
Bad.
No, he's not
He's a bad,
bad
doctor.
No, he's not.
And then I read later, I'm glad I stopped because he had Sonic sunglasses instead of the Sonic
That's
screwdriver.
What I was going to, the Sonic sunglasses. So yeah.
The Sonic screwdriver is funny enough.
The screwdriver's it's, back. The
screwdriver's enough. But I want the world catered to me. I want like,
see what the world
to cater
to you. Yeah.
In the sense that I want to be able to drive around Los Angeles and instead of seeing shitty billboards for, you know, these, you know, sugar models or things that are stupid.
Right.
I want them to know what I like, like Facebook and Instagram.
See, that freaks me out.
And I want to be able to, I want the billboards in LA to just be like pictures of green. I just want green, empty greenness.
Yeah. And then
so
you'll see.
I can
see.
Put on my normal sunglasses.
Yeah.
Or drive in my car, and my electric car that drives for myself will see, like, you know.
Yeah.
New Spider-Man movie's coming out. Did you see that yet?
Yeah, I did.
Is it good?
It's so fun.
I need to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
It's so fun.
Yeah?
I think Tom Holland is a gift to the human race. What?
Continue, and then I'll say what I would
okay.
say.
I believe that if we could find a way to package up a little Tom Holland and give it to everyone on the planet around the holidays, there would be world peace. Like, everyone just needs a little Tom Holland in their life.
There is a thing floating around.
Yeah.
On the internet.
Oh, boy.
He did a lip sync battle.
Oh, I know. To Rihanna's Umbrella.
Get the fuck out of
here.
He's
the greatest thing ever.
He's like a mini Channing Tatum.
Exactly.
He's a little Channing Tatum.
But he's the most adorable little thing. He kills it.
He can dance.
Yeah. Well, he did Billy Elliot on Broadway or at the West End or something like that for years.
I do not know anything about Tom Holland other than... He's Spider-Man.
Right.
And I watched this video, and he's, like, doing dances and all this.
Yeah, in drag and all that. Yeah. He's amazing. I know.
What was that? I think that was his real hair. Like, he had long hair.
No, that was a wig.
That was a wig? It looked like he had
long
hair. No,
he has, like, curly hair. That was definitely a wig. Yeah.
It's, like, wet hair. It could have been. I don't know. No. I haven't seen. I don't watch interviews with Tom Holland. But, yeah. He's, like, and he's, like, funny. He's, like, cool.
Yeah.
He's
like, and he's just, he's adorable.
He's going to be a star.
Fuck yeah.
He's going to be a star. Where does it rate on the Marvel movies?
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Homecoming? This is the problem. There's so many Marvel movies now that I'm going to be like, all right, third. And then you're going to tell me four Marvel movies. And I'm going to be like, well, that one's fucking
probably
great
not,
because
I'll be honest. I liked Wonder Woman better than half of the Marvel movies.
I wouldn't disagree. Well, here's the deal. I loved Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
The villain, that whole storyline made no sense to me whatsoever. But that didn't change the fact that I loved the movie and what it stood
what,
for.
The which villain? The god
the,
villain?
The
or
Ares,
the...
but like then the guy who wasn't like the red herring of the whole thing.
I mean,
you know?
I liked how he wasn't. I will say I liked how they actually had like a god fight her.
Yes.
But I also I'm over immortal heroes fighting other immortal. I'm over just the battles of strengths.
Right, like the Superman Zod stuff.
Yeah, so even Wonder Woman fighting Ares, I was kind of over, but I like that better than the dude, the red herring of him just being super strong.
Yeah, because he snorts something.
Because
that's
he
what I mean.
Something.
This is my point. This
I'm
is why...
I'm glad the real Ares came instead of that.
Yes, but my point is as much as I loved Wonder Woman, it to me isn't like the best movie because it had some issues. I think it was... what it stood for and what it represents, that's where it took off.
Yeah.
But, you know, in my head, like, the first Guardians is still one of the better...
First Guardians.
Yeah.
This is all...
First Avengers.
First Avengers was great.
Yep.
I will say Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
I
for
love
sure.
Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And even, like, maybe the first Iron Man. But...
Yes.
But, the, I mean, then you got the two Thors...
Right. This next Thor that's supposed to come out, by the way, I've been told by someone who works at Marvel, is supposed to be the weirdest Marvel movie that they've released. And they're like banking on it either being people like losing their minds over it or going like WTF.
My favorite tweet I seen or I saw when the first trailer came out was As Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, kind of.
Because it's got the 80s font, the everything about
By the
it.
Way, that trailer is the most watched trailer in Disney history. Thor 3 because of that Led Zeppelin song.
Really?
Because people put it on just for the...
You can put on the actual Led Zeppelin song for that.
Well, you could, but like this has cool visuals underneath it.
That's interesting. There's a
By the way, I did that pretty good. That I was pretty like good. Really impressed with myself.
Are you a karaoke girl? You
I
do singing,
love
right?
karaoke. Yeah.
Ant-Man was all right.
Oh, and
Avengers
Deadpool.
Avengers 2 was all right, but that's Fox.
That is true. Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. Spider-Man Homecoming, Homecoming is technically Sony.
Well, yes, but it's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
It is. It is.
So I'm considering it a Marvel movie. Marvel made it.
Right.
Marvel made it.
Right.
Sony just produced it. I mean, Sony's just releasing it. Sony paid for it.
Right.
Right? Sony paid Marvel to make it. Right? I think Sony's producing it and releasing it.
That
Marvel
sounds
is just
right.
Like, Sony wants that Marvel money, so Sony wants, you know, which is smart.
Yeah.
I mean, it really blows my mind how, with all these heroes, how somebody, like Marvel knows what they're doing with at least the world building.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So, and Sony's finally catching them into this. It took them long enough to be like, well, let's just be a part of this world. Because it's Roger Rabbiting everything.
I know.
Like, why can't they just Roger Rabbit? Like, why isn't Fox, like, clamoring?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
Fox
why?
Should just be giving Sony free reign and just releasing the movies. Like,
you mean Marvel?
Fox.
Fox should be giving Marvel, not
correct.
Not Sony. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, Fox should be giving, or vice, all three.
Right, right.
Fox owns the X-Men people. Fox should just be like,
I know the fact that we've had two Quicksilvers in 1 year. I'm like, what are you talking
what
about?
What are we doing, guys?
Yeah.
And
then they just killed one and like avoid that problem.
Yeah. It's like, why not just get together and put them in the movie? And then that way you can use those same characters for your own movie and make it have it be connected like Sony's doing.
Right.
Like Sony's going to make money off of Spider-Man, but guess what? It's only going to help Marvel.
Wait,
later
no,
on.
Deadpool was Marvel. Because that's why they had so many comments. No.
Fox released it because Deadpool is in the Wolverine universe.
Right, but that Deadpool, I'm pretty sure the movie, because they made so many comments about how they could only afford, you know, all those like inner comments in the movie, how they could only afford the rights to two mutants.
But those two mutants, Colossus was in X-Men.
The original.
Correct.
Yeah.
Colossus is in all the Fox movies.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's what makes me think that Deadpool was Marvel.
If it was Marvel, it would
and
have
they,
been
and they bought the rights.
Yeah.
I think...
Look, if only we had a way to...
I know. I know. People listening to this are like, oh my God!
Oh my God, stop. Deadpool. Deadpool IMDb film. Is a film based on the Marvel Comics character... distributed by 20th Century Fox.
Oh, look at you.
It is the eighth installment.
What? Eighth
installment?
This is bullshit
right here. It is the eighth installment of the X-Men film franchise. No, it's not. It's not connected.
No.
It's not connected.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
It doesn't seem connected.
I don't know. Wikipedia says it is. So, yeah, it doesn't seem connected at all.
Deadpool is a great movie.
Yeah. Anyway, I'd put Homecoming, Spider-Man Homecoming... Homecoming?
Homecoming.
That's the thing I just said. Homecoming. I would definitely put it in top 10 of Marvel.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, that's easy. I mean,
that's not easy. There's like probably 20 some Marvel movies now.
Really? Overall, you mean?
Yeah.
Like based on Marvel characters. Not just Fox, Sony, all together.
No, I'm talking from Iron Man 1, which I feel like is the origin of the Marvel movies.
Okay. List of Marvel Cinematic Universe.
There are so many.
Phase 1, phase 2, okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. So you we'll go like, in order. We have Iron Man.
Yeah.
Incredible Hulk. Oh, that was a shitty movie.
That was a shitty one, yeah.
Iron Man 2.
Okay.
Thor.
Yep.
Captain America First Avenger.
Yep.
Marvel The Avengers.
Yep.
This was all pre-2012.
Yeah. That's six movies right there.
Six movies before 12.
Yeah.
In 4 years they did that too. Six movies in 4 years. Phase 2. Iron Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
Thor the Dark World,
mm-hmm.
Captain America Winter Soldier,
mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy,
great.
Avengers Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, Phase 3, Captain America Civil War, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Spider-Man Homecoming is considered a Marvel movie.
Yeah, interesting.
Let's look at this. Spider-Man
Okay,
Homecoming.
By the way, you've already racked. That's 16 movies
that's
right 16. There.
Oh, you were counting?
Yeah.
16. So top 10 is...
And, well, okay, so you're right. Maybe I should say top...
Top 8, at least 50.
At least top 8, yeah.
Let's look at this. Production company, Columbia Pictures, Sony. Pascal Pictures is because she owned the right... Amy Pascal and Marvel Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Distributed by Sony. So Sony's making the money from the distribution.
But their two production companies were Columbia, which is a subsidiary of Sony.
Right.
But Marvel has their hands in it as well.
Yeah.
That's so, like, Fox should be like,
yeah,
put the X-Men in your Phase 5.
Yeah. They should. Maybe they'll listen to this and they'll do that.
How about that? How about that? What was that last one? That X-Men?
Logan.
Logan, but
Logan was fantastic, actually.
Also, stop giving Bryan Singer X-Men movies. Does that mean?
I really loved that movie.
You like the
Logan.
The new Logan wasn't Bryan Singer.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about.
Oh,
the,
you're talking about
the new X-Men movie, the Apocalypse, Age of Apocalypse, or whatever.
Is that
Apocalypse
Days
now.
Of Future Past?
Days of Future Past was fun because that was time.
Oh, that's not the last one.
No, the last one.
Oh,
was
yeah,
Apocalypse.
It was Apocalypse. Is that wasn't what it was called though? Was it? It was called Apocalypse.
X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh wow.
That's how much it was bad. Nobody
I got to be honest, like,
it.
I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, it came out last year, 2016, X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Spider-Man. I'm going to see it this weekend.
Good. It's so fun. It's so fun.
Allison, where can everybody find you on the internet?
Allison Hayslip. It's very easy. Except you have to know how to spell my name. Yeah.
What? Two L's.
No, one L.
No, you have two.
What are you talking about?
You have one L. You have two
L's.
Oh,
I have one in my last name. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Two L's in the full name, but
yeah.
one L in Allison.
AllisonHaislip.
On all medias.
On all medias.
And where can
well, actually, Facebook, it's Allison Hayslip Official.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where can they, what's the name of your podcast again?
The Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex.
And that's on iTunes?
It is on iTunes.
Everybody do that. Do listen to those
yeah.
things. And go watch all of her movies. Go watch that Freshwater movie.
Don't watch Freshwater.
No, don't watch it. You're gonna knock your movies here.
Maybe smoke a little green stuff before you watch it.
What about the Donner Party?
Oh my God, the Donner Party. Sure.
Yeah, watch that movie. What movie of yours should people watch?
Let me see.
What acting? Which movie are you in? That
well,
I mean, you're in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
You're in a ton of movies, actually. Which are you?
Division III Football's Finest is very funny. Stars Andy Dick.
Okay.
That one's great. Waking is actually a really fantastic film. I have just a small role in it. I have like two or three scenes in it, but the film is actually quite good. But also like my TV work, I'd say, oh, I know what everyone should watch.
Oh, yeah.
On Hulu.
There's a lot of I didn't even scroll down. There's
yeah.
a lot of TV stuff.
On Hulu is a series called Battleground, and it's my favorite thing I've ever done. It's 13 episodes. We sadly only had one season. Didn't get picked up for season two. But I highly recommend watching that.
Oh, it's a
that.
Mockumentary comedy drama. Do you prefer comedies then? Is that what it is? Because you were talking.
I can't say one or the other.
Yeah.
It's all dependent on the writing, and it's all dependent on the story that I'm telling. You know?
Battleground on Hulu.
Yep.
You're happy with that.
I love that.
You love
project.
That.
It was my
funny.
Favorite project.
What about you were in a lot of Doctor Who stuff.
I did a lot of commentary stuff for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bones. You were on Bones.
I was on Bones.
How to Build Everything. What's that about? You don't know.
I was like a talking head on that.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
What about Martha Wayne? What about Untitled Movie Theater Project?
Oh, that now has a title. It's called The Concessionaires. I guess
okay.
that doesn't have them been changed yet.
And there's two of those.
Yeah, I'm like a flashback to an origin story, and I'm
okay.
Martha Wayne. I get shot in an alley, you know?
Oh, Martha Wayne, like you're the Martha
yeah,
Wayne.
Yeah, exactly.
You're Bruce's mom.
Yeah.
I didn't even, okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Really cool. Allison, thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having
this
me.
This is fun. Everybody do
time.
All those things. And listen
do
to
all
her
the
stuff.
Things.
She's a really cool girl.
Yeah.
And thanks for listening to the show. And everybody have a great week. And yeah, there we go. That's it.
Bye.
Bye.